What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Friday. It's a Meat Friday at that, in case you're wondering what's on the Traegers today. This is our Meat Friday Masters Luncheon. We have the yakitori chicken skewers, ribeyes, and strawberry cake. That's the nod to Hideki Matsuyama. So our Masters lunch today, created by Tyler. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Brandel Chamblee will join us from Augusta a little bit later on. John Smoltz, Hall of Famer, will stop by. Your phone calls are always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Tons of new t-shirts available in the store, danpatrick.com. Including a few celebrating some of the greatest dynasties that we've ever seen. Go to danpatrick.com to check out everything that we have. Very proud of the t-shirt collection. This program brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. Poll question coming up. We got stat of the day, play of the day, all of that. And phone calls 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Download the app. You can watch for free. And our radio affiliates around the country, including Fox Sports Radio lineup, iHeartRadio, and nearly 400 radio stations that carry this program. It's no secret Tiger made his return to golf yesterday, one under. And, you know, you're looking at 14 months after a life-threatening car accident. He teed it up, struggled off the tee, but in true Tiger fashion, scrambled to make some pars, and the five-time Masters champs hit one under on the day. And I started thinking about this when I was watching Tiger. He's already won because he got here. He played. He played well. And even when you hear him after the round, he's effusive. I mean, he's talkative. He knows he's won. And when you think about that, having, so the pressure for him was, I got to get on the course, and then I got to try to walk, and then I got to hit some good shots. So check, check, check. And then all of a sudden you look up and he's at one under. But I wanted to know what was going to happen after the round yesterday. How's he feeling today when he wakes up? Because that's the key. and he's going to tee off in about 4 hours, 4.5 hours from now. You get through the morning, ice things down, probably had ice on those on his leg the entire night, and then you wake up today, and I'm curious how he's going to feel today. But the confidence there is there. You could see that. But also, it's the familiarity of that course. You're playing it every single day. You know what the greens are going to be like. You know where your bailouts are. You know where you take your medicine. You know that this is going to hurt a little bit, and then you have to regroup and go to the next hole. Like, Tiger understands the strategy of that. There's no other course that they play every single year, and it's a major. And that's why when you watch Tiger get up and down, he knows how. Now, some of the greens have been refurbished or redesigned or adding something, a little subtle movement to them. But for the most part, you sort of know, 12, I got to hit it here. 13, the pin is going to be here on Thursday. 15, the pin is going to be here. 16, first day, it's up top. They know on Sunday it'll be down below. But to have that familiarity when you go to a golf course, knowing how the greens are, is just such a benefit for him. And some of the other players still trying to figure out the nuance there. But to be one under, have that confidence of I've already won, that's remarkable. And I don't know how he's going to play today. The wind is going to kick up, probably supposed to be a little worse in the afternoon. We'll talk to Brandel Chamblee. He's down there. He'll give us an update in about 15 minutes. But I started watching Tiger scrambling, and then he comes in and does an interview with Mike Leaves of the Mothership, and he was just talking. I was like, wow. Man, he's telling you things. Michael's not even asking him things, and Tiger just, yeah. And you know what? And another thing. And I thought, wow, that's a guy who has gotten to a point where, look at what I did. I want to tell you what I did. I want to tell you what happened in the last 13 months. Because we saw the payoff. We saw him play, and he wasn't, you know, there's moments where you see him walking, and he's walking gingerly, but there are holes that are straight uphill. Like the par 5-8, you just go straight up the hill. And then 9, you go straight down the hill. But these, subtle changes there, you hit a tricky shot. I don't know the analyst who said this, and I apologize up front, but he hit one in the straw. And the analyst said, you know, when you hit a bad shot, you walk faster to the ball because you have to get in there and assess the situation. So you're mad when you're getting there. You're walking faster. And the analyst said, and it was really brilliant because he's saying Tiger has to slow down. Don't speed up walking to a bad shot. I thought it was a brilliant piece of analysis. And he's right. Tiger would be upset, and then he's walking. Anytime you've hit a bad shot when you're playing, even us, you're like, ugh, can't wait to get over there, maybe improve your lie a little bit there, maybe drop a ball because you may have lost one. You know, some things that people do, weekend golfers. But the fact that he was walking angry, I'd never heard that before, and how that would be a detriment to Tiger, that he's got to just pace yourself and walk normally. Yeah, Paul.
I was watching the coverage, and they're doing these either drone shots or blimp shots. I don't know what they were, but the course, it was so fascinating. They were showing the course, and they're like, well, you could see Tiger's at 15 because there was like 18,000 people at the 15th and maybe 18,000 people at the other 17 holes.
Yeah.
And then they were showing it like almost these Google Maps, and you could just tell exactly where he was by the crowds. It's fascinating.
Yeah, and what happens is Tiger is so big and looms, so large over the sport. You know, you have other golfers who play well. And, Tiger's not leading the Masters, but you would get the feeling that he is. You know, Sung Jae Im, Dustin Johnson, Cameron Smith, who I picked to win it. Then you realize, okay, where's Jordan Spieth? Where's Rory? Where's Justin Thomas? Also, there's certain athletes in certain sports that they change the definition of what is great. Because who is great in golf right now? Is it John Rahm? He hadn't won this year. Koepka, still trying to recover from knee surgery. Justin Thomas, hadn't won a major. Rory, no. Jordan Spieth, no. Who's great? Scottie Scheffler is the number one golfer in the world. Okay. 2 weeks ago, you probably didn't even know his name. Tiger created great. Wayne Gretzky created great. Like, Gretzky took this from a Canadian sport and sprinkled it across the United States. I don't know if a player's had that much impact geographically on a sport like Wayne Gretzky did. Because then every city was like, we want to have one of those teams. We want to see Gretzky when it comes to town. I mean, Jordan's marketing ability, that was global. Tiger, he went global as well. So great is defined. It's fluid. Because you can say, well, that guy's great. And then you go, well, not really. That's great. And Tiger, you know, Tiger ruined it for everybody else to be labeled great. Michael was there. Obviously, you had LeBron. You've had other players. You know, the NBA is a little bit different. Steph Curry's changed the game. One person. Changed the game. And Tiger's done that as well. But to watch what we think is great or what was great and who truly is great, you know, the definite, we use it liberally. You know, it's like, yeah, he's great. And they're like, is he? Like, I don't know if Rory's great. He's very good. John Rahm, he's very good. Brooks Koepka, very good. Like, who's great? And then you realize what great was. Jack Nicklaus, great. Or Arnie, great. Tiger, great. Other sports. Who is great? Truly great. All right, 877-3DP show. Seton, what kind of poll question we have today?
Kicking around, what are you most looking forward to this weekend? You have the Masters. Okay. You have the start of baseball season. Okay. You have taking a nap. It's very exciting. Looking forward to that. We could add other options into there. Okay. This is a good weekend. This is a solid weekend for both of those things I just said, too. Baseball and the Masters are great nap material.
Okay. Meaning?
Meaning that it's awesome to sit on the couch and watch, you know, many, many hours of baseball or golf dozing in and out of sleep.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Seton's right. I'm not sure exactly what Tiger did on 13, 14, 15, and 16 because I was unconscious. But then I watched his last two holes.
Yeah. What other poll questions do we have today?
Well, we could go, well, this is a little more negative. I don't know that I want to, maybe there's a more friendly way to word this, but.
How about Paulie delivers it? Because you're America's sweetheart, Seton. I don't want people to think that you're snarky and mean-spirited. Let that be Paulie's.
Not only am I a living legend, but today I've already been referred to as a national treasure today.
International?
Wait.
Hopefully that's next, but
somebody on Twitter?
On the Twitter, yeah. My man Danny said, Seton is a national treasure. Oh. I can never tell if he's laughing for real. Hashtag talent.
Okay.
Let's go. Right. We're only 15 years into this gig, but people starting to get it.
Yeah, I like it. You're an overnight sensation after 15 years.
How about that?
Huh? Yeah. Yes, Paul.
He's kind of like Tommy Lee Jones. I think Tommy Lee Jones was an actor from like age 22 to 50. Mm. And then he was in that Fugitive movie.
Yeah.
Went crazy after that.
Mm. I think he's like, whoa, that guy can act.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Look good in a t-shirt, that Tommy Lee Jones, too.
All right. So you're a national treasure.
All right. America's sweetheart.
Yeah, you are. You're the Kelly Clarkson.
I could wear all these hats. And I'm feeling cute today. So
are you?
Yeah.
You are having a cute day. I didn't want to say anything, but since you brought it up.
My little hoodie, my Linksoul hoodie on. I got my hair parted just right. Yeah, I'm feeling cute.
You look kind of cleaned up today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going somewhere afterwards?
Yeah, just home.
Do you have any other? Well, give us the snarky poll question.
My snarky poll question was, and maybe there's a better way to word this, but Tiger will.
Oh.
And your options are shoot a better round today than yesterday or shoot a worse round.
All right.
Question being, how will he? You've already mentioned it earlier today, but how is he going to feel after one full round the next day coming back after icing for 18 straight hours and all of that stuff? Can he repeat that? Or does the grind get to him?
Do I think he'll shoot better? See, that's tricky because of the weather. Everybody's going to be affected, but you're just asking about Tiger. You want to play early. That's for sure. But Tiger doesn't get that opportunity. So he's playing late tomorrow for TV. Or today, I should say.
And is that you want to play early because of the weather?
Weather, yeah.
But does the extra rest help him physically?
Yes, it does. Yeah. Because if he had to come back and play tomorrow morning, if he played yesterday afternoon, late afternoon, had to come back in the morning, then I would have some doubt about Tiger. There's certain players that you don't, you shouldn't doubt. We've learned not to doubt. When somebody says, oh, there's no way. There is a way. And even with Tiger, when somebody, no, there's no way he can play. But there's no way that he'll be under par first round. There's no way that he'll make the cut. Well, there's no way he'll be in contention on Sunday. There's no way he can win it. Like, you can't say that about certain athletes. But we do. Yes, Eden.
And it kind of, while the question might seem a little mean, I feel like okay asking it just because it feels like Tiger's already won.
Yes.
Just by what he did yesterday is like everything on this is icing.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
I don't know if this is a poll question, but it's kind of a quandary. I don't generally root for Tiger Woods to win. I want him in contention because he makes the coverage better and everything. But this weekend, I am rooting for him to win because of the story and the payoff and like an all-time great Jack Nicklaus type moment. Mm. But if he weren't injured, if he were just coming in clean, I would be rooting for Cameron Smith or Rory McIlroy. I like Rory. He's my favorite golfer. But in this one, I'd rather see my not favorite golfer win. The story's that good. And I think that's what America is thinking, that let's get this story and knock it out. It's like 86 with Jack Nicklaus. Yeah.
Well, Jack came out of nowhere. Nobody expected that because of his age. But he wasn't injured. Jack was, what, 46 at the time. And I think we looked at that and went, 46, man, he's old. And then you realize 46 now is not old. But Tiger to do this with just the lead up to it, that's why I'm watching him play. And I said, he won. He's already won. He's under par. And he's on the leaderboard, and he's, and you know, it's his back and his knee is always, that's always been the problem. This is just from one shot to the next shot. Once he gets to the shot, then he's okay. You know, so that's kind of counterintuitive of what we think, like, oh, he's not going to be able to swing. Hey, he can walk fine. He can't swing. This is the opposite. Yeah, Paul.
You know what else is funny? I still can't believe that Tiger 46, Jack 46, athletes look different these days in their 40s. They look completely different. Tiger looks like an NFL defensive back when he walks down the course. Jack Nicklaus looks like my neighbor Doug, who's a little thick in the hips.
Tiger looks like DK Metcalf. I mean, when if you put a Seahawks jersey on him, you go, damn, DK Metcalf can play. Tiger comes out and you're like, you know, when Brock Lesnar comes out and he's just different than everybody else, you go, whoa, man. Tiger came out, and it's almost like you would have a sound effect every time he walked, a boom, boom, boom. But every one of those players went up to him. Every one of them. He went up to him, say hello, good luck. We'll talk to Brandel Chambly, who will join us coming up next. We got our poll question, I believe. Your phone calls are always welcome. John Smoltz will recap baseball yesterday, last night, also the new technology with catchers. We'll get John's opinion on that. That'll be coming up next hour. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Link Soul does so many great things. By the way, I heard from the Link Soul people, and they wanted to thank this audience because you literally bought into Link Soul. The clothes that we wear, the website, linksoul.com, and they just wanted to say thank you, that there was immediate reaction, results, and they said, you know, that's a testament to how loyal your audience is. Link Soul is doing something really cool to help out the family of Lee Elder. I've told you about this. There's an autographed pair of Bubba Watson's Jordan 4 golf shoes, and he featured these last year at Augusta. He'll autograph those, and you can enter the contest. Lee Elder broke the color barrier in 1975. He passed away. They're trying to raise money for Lee Elder's wife, who is also having some health issues. And you could enter, and it's one entry per $1 donated. And if you buy a Thank You, Mr. Elder t-shirt at linksoul.com/Lee Elder, that's 40 entries right there. It's for a great cause with great people and great clothes. Check it out at linksoul.com/Lee Elder. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Get to your phone calls coming up. If you were watching on Peacock, we just showed an interview that I did with Darius Rucker a few years ago. And Darius was at his house. And I think the conversation was steered towards what's the silliest money you've ever spent on something. He goes, it's down the hall. Hold on. And he runs down the hall, comes back. He's got Ric Flair's, whatever that is, his robe on.
Robe, yeah.
And I was with him. That was at the Jim Valvano golf tournament. That's when Michael Jordan bought a motorcycle for Roy Williams. And I just remember Darius, they said, and our next item is a robe worn by Ric Flair. And I thought, who's going to buy that? Next thing I know. And Darius is going crazy. It'd be like $21,000, $22,000. I mean, God, what are you doing? $23,000.
Canada.
$24,000 to Darius Rucker. You can call him Hootie. Yes, boy.
Remember a bunch of years ago, we had Charlie Sheen on, who was a big baseball collector, and you said he was selling his collection. I think he told you, I started realizing I had too much when I went into my sock drawer and there's a 1941 Ted Williams road jersey that I paid $190,000 for mixed in with my socks.
Yes.
Time to put that in rotation.
Yeah. Oh, man. I just remember how competitive Jordan was to win that motorcycle to give to Roy Williams. And then Darius went crazy there. I bought two items. I bought Barry Sanders autographed jersey and I bought a Wayne Gretzky autographed jersey. Spring and Brandel Chambly, the lead Golf Channel studio analyst, live from Augusta. Analysis throughout the day and in primetime each night. Best piece of sports memorabilia you have is what, Brandel?
Let me think about that. I think I got an A-Rod signed baseball. That's not bad. Let's see. Gosh, I'm not much of a big sports memorabilia collector. I got a piece of art, a beautiful piece of art signed by Arnold Palmer. It was a pencil sketching of him at the 1960 Open Championship, where he finished second, from a very famous painter in Europe by the name of Harold Riley. And believe it or not, I had that for about 20 years. And a good friend of mine is great friends with Jack Nicholson. And Jack Nicholson was having, I think, his 70th birthday party. And he loves art, Jack Nicholson does. So I was like, all right, I'll give this to my buddy to give to Jack Nicholson. And so I'm assuming it hangs in Jack Nicholson's house.
Yeah, Nicholson's got quite an art collection.
Yeah, he loves it. And he loves his golf.
I have, when Tiger won the Grand Slam, I have an autograph of, Augusta, the Augusta newspaper. But Tiger will autograph it to you. Instead of just putting Tiger Woods where you could sell it, it's like, to Dan, all the best, Tiger Woods.
Well, that's pretty good right there.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. No one's ever done that. He personalized it for you.
And then Tom Brady sent me a jersey, and it says, to Dan, Tom Brady. So I can't, unless somebody named Dan wants to buy it, I'm not going to be able to sell it.
Listen, your whole room there is a sports memorabilia Hall of Fame, probably.
Yep. It's pretty good. It's eclectic, though. There are a lot of things where you go, why would you collect that? I mean, I famously or infamously brought back a piece of turf from Augusta in the mid-90s when I played it. I put it in my golf bag in a baggie and brought back a divot.
See, that's something you should just plant in your yard, nurture it. Then you could claim your front yard was, Augusta-like.
I mentioned this to start the show. There was a moment watching Tiger yesterday where I think he felt like he won already. He's already won. He got here. He had a goal to play in the Masters. Nobody thought it was possible. He played well, no issues with his back. The hard part is just walking to his shots. He was scrambling. He was hearing the roars, nearly had a hole in one. Like, it just felt like you could see that in his mind. Like, I'm playing with house money now. Whatever happens from here, I did it. I got through this round and I'm under par.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Everything he was doing, I had in the back of my mind the video or the picture of the wreckage in the bottom of that canyon. And thinking, first of all, it was a miracle he didn't die. And it sounds like it was a miracle he didn't lose his limb. So in the context of that, I was thinking it's a miracle that he's even here. And then when he looked to be, and people say, look, he only shot one under, so pump the brakes, and he only hit nine greens. Yesterday, John Rahm only hit nine greens. Morikawa only hit nine greens. Matsuyama only hit nine greens. It was very hard to hit greens yesterday. But it was just how doggone sharp he was with his golf game. The top 20 players in the world, only five of them beat him. And you think about those top 20 players in the world in the last 14 months, all they've been doing is thinking about golf and working out and thinking about their swings and sharpening. And he's been in rehab, just trying to walk. So in the context of that, as I was watching him, I thought, okay, it's a miracle he's here, but now 83's in play. 83 wins. He looked like a player who could win again on the PGA Tour. And I think it seems like his rightful place is to be the winningest golfer of all time. He's tied with Sam Snead at 82. I thought that's where he was going to be after I saw the wreck. But now I think 83 is in play.
The conditions today as opposed to yesterday?
Today it's going to be much firmer, much faster. Golf course is going to be a bit of a nightmare to play. I mean, it's going to – yesterday, I mean, the scores were pretty – I mean, the scoring average was almost 74, don't get me wrong, but there were plenty of really good scores. 18 players, I think, broke par. Don't think we'll see that today. I mean, 71 today will be really good score. 70 will move you way up the leaderboard. If Tiger came out today, and he's going to probably be in the worst part of the draw. He's going to tee off right about when the wind is anticipated to start really blowing. So if Tiger came out today and shot 72, 71, something like that, he'd probably maintain his spot, maybe even move up a little bit.
I know we've talked about just how hilly that course is, the different levels there. The winds are tricky because I pointed out to this audience that I remember being on 12T looking at the flag at 11 and the trees on the tee box at 13 and the wind on 12, and they look like they were all three different. The winds are really, it feels like, underrated at Augusta. People, I don't think, normally talk or, you know, factor that in.
So the wind that was blowing yesterday, you know, it was a west wind, but if it just turned a little bit more towards the north, but that's kind of the wind where it could easily get in your face at 12. There's a real a funny story about winds blowing as severe as they were yesterday. In 1956, this player by the name of Bob Rosberg got up there, and they were blowing so hard, he had to hit a four iron. So he hits four iron. The wind stops right when he hits it. And the ball goes over the green, over the hill, over the trees, over the fence, and lands on the ninth tee of Augusta Country Club. So 80 yards over the green. So he waits just a minute, uses the same club, hits a four iron 5 feet in the hole. So, I mean, that's how baffling it can be when you're on that tee. So you're standing and you think, well, everything hangs in the balance on this one shot. And I honestly don't know where it's going to go when I hit it. So it's not a fun feeling. I mean, it's a beautiful hole, but more people have evoked the Lord's name in vain and bowed and genuflected to him on that tee.
Tiger's post round interviews also fascinated me because I've been in those moments with him when he can shut you down, where he might go yes or no. He was effusive. He wanted to talk.
Yeah, I think it seems to me that Tiger is so appreciative in these comebacks of his. Even in 2019-18, I felt like he was more open. I think he's very appreciative. You know, I guess when he was in the height of his competitive career, you know, his peers, he was competing against him. But now he comes back, and I think everybody wants to put their arms and just thank Tiger Woods for what he's meant to the game of golf. Thank them for the entertainment value he's brought to them. And I think Tiger now, in the sort of sunset of his career, is appreciative for the opportunity to play more and is appreciative for the love that he feels from the spectators. And I just think it's made him a little bit softer. And his interviews now, I mean, if you just dropped out of space and never saw Tiger Woods before these interviews, you'd think he was the nicest, most heartwarming, greatest guy, gracious superstar you've ever seen.
I think he wants to let you in a little bit more, to let you know what he's gone through. And I think his kids have softened him. I think it just feels like, you know, you can be Tiger Woods to everybody else, but when you're home, you're dad. And it feels like he's brought a little dad out onto the golf course with him.
No doubt. You know, it's funny. I've often said about Tiger, like, I've played golf with him a few times. I don't know Tiger at all, but I know that his friends are some of the nicest people. You're going to have Nota Begay on this show here in a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Nota Begay is about the nicest human being you'll ever meet in your life. Steve Stricker, his good friend, Mark O'Meara, John Cook. These are literally the nicest guys you will ever meet in your life. Those are his friends. And, you know, how can he be a bad guy with those guys? As his friends.
Yeah.
And I know that when he played the tour, you know, I talked to people who played with him. And I was like, how was it? And you're like, oh, he's great. He's incredible. You know, he doesn't putt out and run off to the next tee, leaving you to putt amidst the chaos of everybody leaving the green. You know, he's very respectful of the people he plays with, quick to say good shot when they hit a good shot. You know, he's not going to yuck it up out there with you because he's got business to take care of, but he's respectful. And the fans, I don't know if they fully realize that, but the players do. And the players love that about him.
They're called patrons, Randall.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm just saying. You know what? I'll edit that out for the podcast. So I don't want you getting in trouble.
I appreciate that. In my ear, if I'd have said fans on the air, I'd have had a producer in my ear go, patrons. But so thank you, Dan, your host and producer.
I liked Cam Smith to win it. Give me your pick after day one.
Yeah, it'd be tough to beat Cam Smith. But I, I'd, I'll go Scheffler. You know, I just think Scheffler drives the ball better than Cam Smith. It's not like driving's hugely important at Augusta National in terms of finding fairways, but Cam's got a wild miss to the left about once a day waiting to happen. It happened a few times yesterday and made double bogey in both of those instances. And Scheffler is just a little better driver of the golf ball, and I think in the end that'll be the difference.
Great to talk to you. Tell the boys I said hello. We'll be watching later on today.
Thanks, Dan. Nice talking to you.
That's Brandel Chamblee, the lead Golf Channel studio analyst, live from the Masters, must-see TV every single night. And I know I was watching last night. Night before, I was watching it as well. They do a great job. Rich Lerner, the host there, on Live from the Masters. Let's see, Mike in Wisconsin. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan. Danette's 6'3", 250, 10 and one quarter inch hand. You know, I got a comment about Tiger and a quick question. My comment is, you know, speaking from experience, broken bones will heal. But a spine fusion is basically a death sentence to almost every golfer.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the bigger story is still that spine. But my question is, we hear a lot about, like, front office jobs, and I want to know, are there any back office jobs, and who gets those?
I have back office guys. They're called the backroom, the BRGs. But we didn't have backroom guys when we were in my house in the attic. We didn't have a back room. But the BRGs, those are the backroom guys, our back office guys. Chase in Tennessee. Hi, Chase. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's going on, Dan? Hi. Danette, 6 foot, 255. I just wanted to go to the sports memorabilia conversation. So back when the draft was in Nashville, I go with my buddies and my brother, and we're like, man, like, I can't believe this type of event would come to Nashville, and which Nashville's really grown over the past several years. But we're sitting there day two of the draft, debating on if we want to come back for day three. And I was like, man, we got to find a piece to take home with us. Well, where we're sitting, it was the draft bar, and it's where they have all these stools with the team's logos on them and things like that. I just pick up a Titan stool and start walking with it. And nobody ever says a word. I walk right through the security guards, get on by, and I was like, oh, my God, I just took a stool. And it's sitting proudly in my house.
Well, you shouldn't be telling me now I'm an accomplice, Chase.
Well, I trust you, Dan.
But I don't know if I can trust you, Chase. You're the one that took the stool out of the bar.
You can trust me, Dan.
Okay.
But just something I felt like I needed to share.
All right. Well, thank you. See, sometimes, like Fritzy, you know, when you steal something or you cheat on a test, like, you want to get it off your chest.
Yeah, because it's just a burden.
Anybody want to get something off their chest that they've done here? Chase in Tennessee wanted to tell me that he stole a bar stool. Yes, Todd.
I think you guys pretty much, I'm an open book. I think you guys pretty much know my deal.
Yeah, Paul.
A buddy of mine had a Nissan Sentra. Remember those little old cars in the late 80s? Yeah. We were in college at Southern Illinois. There was this big playground that was being redone a couple miles outside of town, and it had this huge swing set. We're like, wouldn't it be fun to put back by our fraternity house? And we took the entire swing set, like those four posters, you know, like it's like four swings.
Yeah.
We set it on top of his car like a rack, and it almost went down to the ground. And we drove it back to his house, and we passed a couple police cars, and they just looked, and they didn't come get us. But we stole the swing set. But they were demolishing the place, so I didn't feel like it was stealing. It probably was.
Yes, Tom.
The old Little League field in Brooklyn where we used to play, it was just not a field anymore. They were going to be putting up in an apartment building, but there was a big sign behind home plate that said West Brighton Little League. So my brother and a couple of his friends and I decided to go up a ladder. I'm not very handy, but we had the right people pull down this giant metal sign, took it off of there, and basically stole it without like telling anybody, and we took it. Now it's in my brother's backyard, which was probably something we shouldn't have taken.
Okay.
And I stole something off my second grade teacher's desk. She had like a skull and crossbone mixer for her coffee, and was sitting there, and I was sitting in the front there, and I took and brought it home, and my mom said, where'd you get that? I go, I just found it, and then I ended up saying what happened. She made me apologize and give it back to the teacher and say, this will never happen again, and the whole story, and she let me end up keeping it. She didn't realize I loved it so much.
Seton, come on. There's something you want to get off your chest.
Oh, God. What, little knickknacks that I've stolen? Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Do you want to start from 0 to 10 or 10 to 20?
Any cars?
From somebody that I didn't know? Like, does that include, like, sneaking out in the middle of the night and taking your parents' car?
No, that's not stealing. That's borrowing.
Okay, then I've never stolen a car.
Okay.
No.
Marv, anything you want to get off your chest here?
No, not me.
Really?
No, I'm all right. I'm good to go. I mean, I drove to East Hartford Middle School in eighth grade, but that was it.
Wait, so you stole the car?
Oh, no, my grandmother didn't drive, and she needed a ride. And I took her to work, and I drove to middle school.
And so you're 12 years old?
I was 14, Dan.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
That you said eighth grade.
Yeah, you're 14 in eighth grade.
Oh,
excuse me, 12 in eighth grade. Oh, sorry.
I wasn't.
Okay, that was it. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, Tom.
I threw a girl's bite plate into the pool in summer camp. See, on a day, they had to drain the pool, and she was hysterical crying. It was very expensive. My parents are going to kill me. Where's my bite plate?
I knew. Like, Todd goes, no, I'm an open book. I've told you everything.
Just started coming to me. Where's my bike plate? They drained the camp pool. Why did you do that, Todd? He told me to do it. He did.
Wait, what's a bike plate? Like, on bike the back of the seat?
No, when you go get braces, they snap something into your up in your teeth.
Yeah, like a bite.
Oh, bite. I thought it was a bite.
I know.
Bite?
I'm having trouble speaking these days. A bite plate. Yeah.
Bite.
And it's an expensive item that you have to have for the braces to work.
But why did you do that to her?
Because this kid said, I dare you to throw that in there. I go, what is it? I don't know. It's some kind of dentist thing. Just throw it in the pool. I'm like, all right. And I threw it in the pool like an idiot to try to be cool because he dared me. And all of a sudden, he see this girl crying and found out that I was the culprit for her hysterically looking for this thing for her mouth.
Real credit card questions require real people, somebody who understands your issues.
Segway.
Works. Yeah, I know. Works hard to resolve them. Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover exceptionally common.
I threw this girl's bite plate in the pool once. Like, it just did him.
Not a good day at summer camp.
Play of the day is up next. Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play's called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Here's the pitch from Stammen. Swung on. High drive. Deep right field. Warning track. Wall. He won it. Saphir with a walk-off three-run homer. The Diamondbacks get four in the ninth, and they beat the Padres 4-2.
Beer, who hit one home run in a brief Major League appearance last year, the first rookie to hit a walk-off home run on opening day, since Colorado's Clint Barnes did it back in 2005. That's your Play of the Day, courtesy Diamonds Radio Network. Play of the Day brought to you by Callaway's new Rogue ST Fairway Woods. They're up to 10 yards longer, longest fairway woods ever. They come in three models, Rogue ST Max, Callaway's most universal, Max D. If you'd like to draw the ball, Max LS, the better player model. Get yours at CallawayGolf.com/GoRogue. Some phone calls in here. Andrew in Washington is back. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning, Dan, Danette. Thank you for taking my call. And seems like Tyler is busy in the back with Meat Friday, so hope you guys enjoy. I had a question, and then I also have a stat of the day, but I just kind of wanted to see if you could expand a little bit on it, because you mentioned this in the last hour of yesterday's show after Mike Piazza's about like how the hit batters work with this new pitch calm. Will the umpires be able to hold the pitchers more accountable for actually making the choice to intentionally hit a batter and get rid of that stupid unwritten rule in baseball, which I agree with you is one of the cowardly things you do in sports. Somebody does good against you, so you throw at them.
Yep.
I wish that was out of the game.
Right.
Anyways, just tell me how that might work, because if the catcher throws gives an actual pitch signal and the pitcher doesn't decide to do it, then the umpire can just act and say, hey, look, dude, you're out. But anyways, I do have a stat of the day for you.
All right.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
After scoring 49 points for the T-Wolves in a win over the Spurs, Anthony Edwards now has 5 career 40-point games before turning 21. That's more than Luka and KD, and only trails LeBron James' all-time record of 8 40-point games before age 21.
Start of the day! Start of the day!
Well done, Andrew.
Start of the day! Start of the day! Here comes the start of the day!
Jill in Colorado. Hi, Jill. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. You guys were talking about cool memorabilia. We have a scorecard from many years ago. We went to Bay Hill and followed Tiger. And afterwards, we decided to just see if we could get an autograph like everybody else. We were standing there. Tiger walked by us, and we said, Tiger, my son played for Wally Goodwin at University of Northern Colorado. And he looked at us, motioned to his people to have us follow him. So we followed him down. Stepped aside, he was very gracious, asked our son's name, signed the autograph, the scorecard, and then off we went. So later we're walking around looking at this, just so surprised that he even signed us, and people were asking us, oh, geez, how did you get that? We were walking off the 18th and ready to go, and we saw Arnie over in a tent, and we motioned over to him. He came right over to us, signed the card. So we've got this very special treasure that my son has that played for Wally Goodwin at UNC, and it was really a cool moment.
It is. Now just get Jack Nicklaus to sign it. You're good to go. Let's see. What else do we have here? Troy in Florida. Hi, Troy. What's on your mind?
DP, what's up, brother?
Hi, Troy.
Man, I need some advice. I had an Atlanta Braves jersey signed by Smoltz, Glavin, and
Maddox.
Maddox. And what happened, my wife's boss was a huge Braves fan, so I let him hang it in his office. Well, he ended up moving and was going to send it back, but since then got in a bike accident and is in a coma. So my question is, do I call his wife? And if I do call, when is a good time to call?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I think I'm going to have to leave that jersey there. Because that might be an awkward phone call. Like, how are things going? Not very well. Well, you could cheer up my day and send me back my jersey. Yeah, Paul.
I think you have to let the situation come to a finality, good or bad, on this one, right?
Yeah,
you can. I don't think she's having a garage sale anytime soon.
Yeah.
Just swing by and pick up a couple things. Is that cool?
Yeah. By the way, how's Steve?
Hey, I'm in the neighborhood.
I just she was listening right now and is calling like, what is wrong with you? Did you just call that show?
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you?
How insensitive are you? Wow. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Damn, that's dark even for us. One more item. We close out hour one. It's DraftKings. Two titles up for grabs on the stacked UFC 273 fight card. Join the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC. New customers can bet $5 on any fighter and get $100 in free bets, win or lose, guaranteed. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you can still get in on all the action. Everyone can play for a share of millions in prizes with DraftKings Daily Fantasy MMA Contest. What you do is you draft your lineup of fighters, stay under the salary cap, rack up points for strikes, takedowns, and more. And DraftKings is safe, secure, reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code Patrick. Throw $5 down on UFC 273. Get $100 in free bets no matter what. You have to be at least 21 years of age. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Got a gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, text TN Redline. In New York, open NY.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.